If you look at the U.S. wealth spectrum, $2 out of $3 of investable assets are in taxable accounts. So having a comprehensive tax management strategy, I think, is critical.
That's Manju Baraya, head of systematic fixed income and custom separately managed accounts at Allspring. I'm Sean Burke, head of the Remy Specialist Group, and you're listening to On the Trading Desk. Manju, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here, Sean.
Manju, it's fall, season of change in agricultural harvest, and it's also a time where many mutual funds issue capital gains and investors begin to tax loss harvest.
Right.
Recently, you've been quoted as saying tax management is much more than just tax loss harvesting. Can you explain that?
Sure. Tax management, Sean, is a broad and versatile financial strategy, as you know, that encapsulates more than just tax loss harvesting. So if you look at the U.S. wealth spectrum, Sean, $2 out of $3 of investable assets are in taxable accounts. So having a comprehensive tax management strategy, I think, is critical.
Okay.
So in the context of like separately managed accounts, tax loss harvesting, in my view, is just one component of a tax management strategy. So for example, tax efficient or tax aware portfolio rebalancing, in my view, is a key part of that. That includes the ability to evolve or rebalance the portfolios periodically in a tax efficient manner by minimizing the overall tax liability in each rebalance. Here, I think the tax-efficient techniques that generally gets used involve like, you know, pairing gains against losses or avoiding like short-term gains in favor of long-term gains or capping gains in general to minimize the overall tax cost. Another tax management strategy is like tax-efficient cash withdrawal. So this includes like structuring cash withdrawals in a tax-efficient manner, like by selling assets with the lowest tax impact. So I think tax management in general covers a wide array of strategies that extend beyond tax loss harvesting. I think a comprehensive approach of tax management can really help retail investors kind of minimize their overall tax liability while achieving their ultimate financial objective.
Yeah. Manju, that sounds like a full-time job for a financial advisor. And FAs, as we all know, have a lot more than just tax management on their plates.
Yeah.
On our last podcast, we spoke about the trend in personalized investing. Technological advancements have really brought the ability to personalize an approach to tax management. Am I wrong on that?
Not at all, Sean. I think technology has indeed revolutionized tax management in retail separately managed account space. It's done so by enabling more personalized and efficient strategies to kind of take hold. So let me give you some examples. The first example is the ability to customize tax optimization itself for every separately managed account. So the tax optimization algorithm for an individual account can now be really configured to take into account that investor's unique financial circumstances, goals, and tax profile, or any of the constraints that they might have. So when you run these customized optimizations, that can actually help evolve the portfolio of that particular individual or account through time in a tax-efficient manner, harvesting losses along the way, and it kind of help maximize their after-tax returns. The second example is the ability to automate tax loss harvesting itself for every account on the platform. Now, automated tax loss harvesting algorithms can continually monitor the portfolio and execute trades to capture losses when they become available anywhere in the portfolio. The third example is the ability to run personalized scenario analysis. So technology now has enabled us to run what-if scenarios on individual accounts. Now, that can help clients understand potential tax consequences of various financial decisions that they need to make. Could be as simple as taking a large cash withdrawal or maybe changing the overall asset allocation itself. And then finally, I also want to point to the ability to generate personalized tax reporting for investors. Now, there are advanced reporting tools out there that can help generate tax reports and documentation that are personalized for that client based on their tax rate, their tax constraints, or other preferences. And it can actually make it easier for them to understand and comply with tax obligations in general.
As head of custom separately managed accounts, you spend a great deal of time innovating, right?
Right.
Especially new approaches to investing. As an industry, we've been typically limited to tax managing individual investments. There was a lot there in your last comment around personalization and that holistic view. Is it possible to tax manage asset allocations?
I think so. It's absolutely feasible, but I do also want to acknowledge the fact that the industry is not there yet. So far, we've talked about managing individual sleeves, be it stocks or bonds, in a tax-efficient way using SMAs. Now, let's expand that concept to cover all sleeves in an asset allocation framework.
Yeah, sure.
Now, there's one caveat to that. If you're looking at the entire asset allocation framework to be tax-efficient, the individual sleeves within that framework should also be tax-efficient. Otherwise, that concept wouldn't really hold. Now, applying this concept to asset allocation models, we can envision the creation of these tax-efficient multi-asset SMA models, which are comprised mostly of tax-efficient SMA sleeves. Now, these models can also accommodate mutual funds and ETFs, if need be, to gain exposure to certain asset classes that are not available in an SMA wrapper, but the vast chunk of the model will still be in tax-efficient SMAs. Now, this structure can then facilitate the possibility of being able to do tax optimization across the entire asset allocation framework, rather than doing it in a piecemeal fashion. And that's really what's been done currently in the industry today. Now, this structure actually allows for better tax-aware asset allocation decisions because changes to the asset allocation mix can now be done more thoughtfully across all sleeves to minimize the overall tax burden. This also allows, in my view, for more opportunities to harvest losses across all the sleeves in the portfolio.
That's some exciting developments which are coming. So we're getting close to the end of our time today. I have one last question. What should investors be speaking to their advisors about to take advantage of a more bespoke approach to tax managing their investments?
That's an interesting question, Sean. I think depending on where the investor falls on the wealth spectrum, I think investors should consider discussing with their FAs the various options that they have to maximize their tax efficiency in their asset allocation portfolios.
Okay.
So the ultimate objective should be to create an asset allocation strategy that considers both investment objectives as well as tax efficiency. From a tax efficiency perspective, I think the objective ultimately will boil down to getting exposures to more tax efficient sleeves in their asset allocation portfolio. So I think the discussion should be centered around creating customized tax strategies and solutions that are tailored to their specific needs, investment goals. They might have different risk tolerances and then tax preferences as well. It's also, in my view, quite essential for them to regularly review this and refine the strategy with their FAs to align the strategy with their evolving needs. Finally, the personalized approach actually helps them to maximize after-tax returns while minimizing tax liabilities, while keeping their unique financial situation at the forefront of decision-making. So I think that's the right way to approach it.
Yeah, some interesting things to consider as an investor. Manju, thanks for joining me on the podcast today.
Well, thanks for having me, Sean. It's been a pleasure.
I'm Sean Burke. Thanks for joining us on the Trading Desk.
Visit allspringglobal.com to receive more market insights and investment perspectives from Allspring Global Investments. To hear the latest from our thought leaders on the ever-changing investment landscape, you can subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening and joining us on the road to investing elevated. This material is provided for informational purposes only and is for professional, institutional, or qualified clients, investors, not for retail use outside the U.S. This material does not constitute an offer or solicitation and in any case is not intended to be used in any jurisdiction or to any person where it would be unauthorized or unlawful to do so. Allspring Global Investments, Allspring, is the trade name for the asset management companies of Allspring Global Investments Holdings, LLC, a holding company indirectly owned by certain private funds of GTCR, LLC, and Reverence Capital Partners, LP. Unless otherwise stated, Allspring is the source of all data, which is current or as of the date stated. Past performance is not a guarantee or reliable indicator of future results. All investments contain risk. Content is provided for informational purposes only, with no representation regarding its adequacy, accuracy, or completeness, and should not be relied upon. Views, opinions, assumptions, or estimates are not necessarily that of Allspring and are subject to change without notice. And this communication does not contain investment advice, an investment recommendation, or investment research as defined under local regulation of the respective jurisdiction. Copyright 2023 Allspring Global Investments Holdings, LLC, all rights reserved. September 2023.